Thank you, Mr. President. Algeria aligns itself with the statement made by Venezuela on behalf of the group of friends of the UN Charter. Mr. President, at the outset, Algeria expresses its gratitude to you and all your team for the huge work done here in Geneva and in New York, and assures you of its full support in order to transform our discussion into reality and give suffering people all around the world the opportunity to live in dignity and prosperity. Mr. Chair, my country is alarmed by the increasing number of people victim of hunger in the world as a result of multidimensional crises affecting our planet, starting by instability and wars in many parts of the globe, and the impacts of the climate change, leading to massive displacements in several regions. The number of 222 million people in a situation of acute food insecurity and in need of urgent assistance, as stressed in your note, means that our responsibility all is engaged, since this kind of finding means that we are getting further and further away from achieving our objective of a world without hunger. The Sunday Framework's data is also a source of concern for my delegation. It shows that if current trends continue, the number of disasters per year globally is projected to increase from around 400 in 2015 to 560 per year by 2030. We will continue to face the same problems if we will not strive to put an end to wars and injustices and give people the same opportunity to enjoy their full economic and social rights as stressed in the World Declaration on Human Rights. It is evident that no country is spared from consequences of climate change. Underdevelopment and misery will impact, in a way or another, all the planet. So it's our duty today to innovate in order to find the best durable solutions that can put an end to these sufferings. Mr. Chair, as you know, Algeria's geopolitical position, located in the heart of North Africa region and opening onto the Sahel, makes it a hub of contact and human interaction for ages. This granted my country a unique place of welcome and a haven of tolerance and interbreeding of cultures. It is an honor for my delegation to recall that the codification of modern international law in what is called the Geneva Conventions was preceded many years earlier by Emir Abdelkader's war guiding principles during the struggle against colonialism, namely the distinction in time of armed conflicts between combatant and non-combatant. It opposes the murderous logic of war, limits the horrors and hatred among opposing forces. As far as it is concerned, and even if the global economic crisis impacted all countries, Algeria continues to realize many performances, mainly in the struggle against poverty and building of social economic facilities. Thus, it has been ranked, thanks to these efforts by the World Food Programme, first in Africa in terms of food security. As for the regional cooperation, my country continues to fulfill its duty in helping neighboring countries, thanks mainly to the setting of the Algerian Agency of International Cooperation for Solidarity and Development, which has benefited from a $1 billion budget to build development projects in many parts of the African continent, starting by border localities in Mali and Niger. Furthermore, the construction of the Trans-Sahara Road will help to open up many regions in Africa by giving development opportunities to their peoples. Algeria, in collaboration with relevant international organizations and NGOs, continues also to grant protection and assistance to all migrants and refugees living in its territory by procuring them free health care and access to education. Let me seize this opportunity to thank all those actors for their help and reiterate our gratitude to OCHA for granting $3 million to the Sahrawi refugees in the camps near Tindouf. I thank you.